This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, Yoga is India's timeless gift to humanity, virtually joining the inaugural edition of the World Yogasana Sports Championship being held at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister said yoga unites mind, body and spirit and inspires a healthier and more harmonious world. The Prime Minister today expressed confidence that the maiden World Yoga Championship will give Yogasana a global sports identity and open a wide range of opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that every major sport brings along its own comprehensive ecosystem. He stated that as Yogasana sports expand globally, it will create significant new possibilities and career paths for athletes. Furthermore, Mr. Modi emphasized that this expansion will generate diverse opportunities for trainers, sports scientists, researchers and event managers in the coming days.
जैसे जैसे योगासना स्पोर्ट्स का विस्तार होगा वैसे वैसे इससे जुड़ी नई संभावनाएं भी बढ़ेगी ये खिलाड़ियों के लिए नई कैरियर अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा यह ट्रेनर्स स्पोर्ट्स साइंटिस्ट रिसर्चर्स और इवेंट मैनेजर्स के लिए भी नए अवसर बनाएगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. He added, both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the two countries. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudendra Tandon said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today launched India's first flex-fuel passenger vehicle by Maruti Suzuki in New Delhi. Flex-fuel vehicles can operate on a range of ethanol-petrol blends from E20 up to E100. Speaking at the launch, the minister said the entry of flex-fuel technology into the passenger vehicle segment is not merely a product launch, but the beginning of a new chapter in the country's energy transition. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government has ended the era of violence in Northeast and transformed the region from a hotspot of disputes to that of opportunities. After attending the 73rd plenary session of the Northeastern Council or NEC, Mr. Shah in a social media post said that NEC is serving as an institution for strategic planning for the development of region while fulfilling people's aspirations and promoting culture. Union Minister of the Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, also attended the NEC and said all the leaders are united in their resolve to create a stronger and more prosperous Northeast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today approved a twofold increase in financial ceiling for field commanders to strengthen operational efficiency in New Delhi. He also released the revised delegation of financial powers for the defence services, including medical and works projects. The Ministry of Defence said the revised delegation of financial powers will facilitate procurement of more than 1,25,000 crore rupees through the revenue route in line with the current year's budgetary allocations. In Indonesia Open Badminton, Indian pair of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsakarnan has advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals in Jakarta. The Indian duo defeated the Malaysian pair of Aaron Tai and Kang Haishink in a hard-fought match by 16-21, 21-15 and 21-19 today. However, India's challenge in the singles discipline came to an end after P.V. Sindhu and Ayush Shetty suffered losses in their respective pre-quarterfinal matches. The death toll in the fire incident at a private hospital in Muzaffarpur, Bihar has risen to 5. District Magistrate Subrat Kumar Sen said that as per the Chief Minister's directions, an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each has also been provided to the bereaved families. And that is the end of this news bulletin.